This is Tessa from Brave Radar, and you're listening to Dunkin' Donuts on CITR.
Driving for 16 hours, I only smell, not taking showers. I see trees but no spring flowers yet today.
That was Rick White from the Eric Tripp Demos, 1992 to 95, a new demo album that Rick White has put up on the old Bandcamp. And those are formerly Eric Tripp Demos. That's Eric's Tripp, his band in the late 80s and early 90s, along with Julie Dwaran. However, that song in particular ended up on the Elevator to Hell Part 1 to 3 album, which is one of my favorite albums of all time. I love that record so much. And so I saw that pop up and I wanted to play it. You are listening to Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM, coming to you from the traditional, ancestral, and unceded territory of the Musqueam people. On today's show, the second half of the show, I'm going to have an interview with Amy of the band Ramen Fog. They're an up-and-coming band here in town, and they have a new double album or double single coming out tomorrow, and they're going to be playing around town, and good to chat with Amy. We had a nice chat the other day, and so I'll be playing that. Before that, we have some new Fever Ray, some previewing the Wise Blood show that's going to be happening next Tuesday, and at the top, brand new Devours. Devours has just hit us again with another single from the forthcoming Homecoming Queen record coming out next month, maybe in May, actually. I think it's in May. We are going to hear the brand new single released earlier today entitled Jacuzzi My Stonewall. Here is the one, the only Devours.
Corporate is the new Somehow it don't feel like that. Ways to be a part of the community through low-stakes opportunities like volunteering? What about making friends that are really cool or have some common interests? Well, I'm here to tell you that at CITR, you can come volunteer at Volunteer Wednesdays, happening every other Wednesday from 12 to 3 with a really fun activity each time, like making signs or button making. Not only is it a great break from outside stress, but a great opportunity to be a part of the community. For more information, you can visit CITR's Instagram page at CITR and Discorder. Want to get your foot in the door in the arts sector but don't know where to start? Look no further. CITR is collaborating with Community Arts Council of Vancouver and hosting a free workshop series where you'll have opportunities to learn and connect with experts from different areas of the industry pertaining to journalism, grant writing, making community radio, promoting yourself as a musician, and how to plan an equitable event. You can sign up for any or all five workshops by simply going to CITR's Instagram bio and registering through the Eventbrite link.
Okay, let's see here. Blend equal parts science and stories. Add a few shakes of music and soundscape, and wrap it all up in a big question. How can we see this more than human world in a new light and take part in shaping a healthy Anthropocene? Catch Future Ecologies every Sunday at 8 a.m. on CITR.
To be me, never meant to be us. Never meant for all of this, never meant for you to love, never meant for you to trust. So I'll take my time next time, and I'll do it right. And I'll take my time. Take all the words that you said when you brought it back from the ground. It really waters me down.
All right, that was Vagabond from her self-titled record, released a couple years ago. And that was the song Water Me Down. And she has a new single out called Carpenter, which is excellent. We listened to that a couple weeks ago. And Vagabond is going to be opening for Wise Blood next Tuesday. I'm very excited about that show. Very excited. So I'll talk about that more in a sec. Before that, we heard Mandaworld from Toronto. That was from the album For Emotional Use Only, the song You Can't Stop Me Now. Before that, we heard Candy from Fever Ray from their new record, Radical Romantics. And at the top, the debut of Jacuzzi My Stonewall by Devours, the new single from the album Homecoming Queen. I'm going to play a Wise Blood song because she is coming to town. I love this record. And In the Darkness, Hearts Aglow. And we're going to hear the quasi-title track, Hearts Aglow. I think it's an excellent record. I've seen Wise Blood a couple times on the last album cycle that she was on, and it was great. And so I'm really looking forward to Tuesday. After the Wise Blood song, I'm going to play my Ramen Fog interview. So the next song you'll hear after Wise Blood is Coconuts, and then I'll play their other new song, Solar System, after, and then I will we'll finish up the show with another little song. I don't know why you need the agenda for the next half hour, but here we are. All right, here is Wise Blood with Hearts Aglow, and after that, you'll hear that interview. Thank you.
where'd you find this? Dunkin' Donuts.
Exclusive.
So now it's my distinct pleasure to welcome Amy to the CITR airwaves. Hello, Amy. How are you?
Hi, Duncan. Thank you so much for having me. I'm super excited to just be representing Ramen Fog on the airwaves right now.
Great. So why don't you start by telling me who is Ramen Fog? So you're in the band and who do you play with?
Yeah, so it's me and three of my closest friends, Tori McKee, the bass player, Rowan McDonald, the guitar player, and Adam Gold, the drummer. We're a four-piece as of right now. Who knows what happens in the future, but as of right now, we're a four-piece indie pop soul band. We've struggled a lot with finding the genre, so if anybody has any ideas of what could better fit our sound, yeah, please send suggestions our way.
Okay. And do you have more friends? Are you planning on expanding out and having more instruments added?
Yeah, we're actually in the process of onboarding a keys player. So hopefully he'll be able to play with us in the upcoming gigs. It's not solidified yet, but something that we're definitely working on.
Excellent. And so you're a newish band. You had your first single come out last November, and mm-hmm. then you have a couple of single or a couple of songs coming out tomorrow. How did the four of you start making music together?
Oh man, this is always such a complicated answer, and I always try to shorten it thrown it down, but essentially we kind of all came together by chance. I met Rowan at a club event I was doing freelance photography for, and we ended up completely clicking and jamming, and then we started a band together, started this project together, and then Tori is a childhood friend of his that he brought in. They know each other from Salmon Arm. But Tori actually went to Quest University in Squamish and would make the commute down every week to practice with us. And Adam, yeah, he's very committed. And then Adam is what started out as a stranger, actually, just somebody that eavesdropped or overheard us having a conversation about looking for a drummer. And just approached us saying that he was one, and we got his contact information. And yeah, everybody that was added to the band the first time we all played together, it felt so right and so comfortable. And that's how we started.
Great. And did you grow up playing music? Was that something that you, what was your instrument of choice, or what the style of music that you played?
Yeah, I've always been a singer, so I've been singing ever since I was 4 years old, if you count that as singing. But yeah, I've been singing for a long time, and I started playing guitar when I was 13, just as an accompaniment to my singing. And, you know, I did high school band, junior high band, and that kind of stuff. So I played the trombone and like the bass clarinet for a little bit there. But yeah, music has always been such a big thing for me in terms of how I use it to express myself, and it allows me to really put my thoughts into words without feeling a lot of judgment. And that's kind of why it stuck around for so long, because it was such a good way for me to use as an outlet.
And I don't know about you in particular, but a number of the members of your band play in other bands. What are some of the other bands that, do you play in another band?
Yeah, I do play in another band. I play in a band called Rosemary Ginger, which is led by Adam Doucette, also a really talented musician. And yeah, our band does consist of a lot of people that are in different bands, because we all just love playing music so much, so we just want to spend as much time playing music as possible. Rowan, our lead guitarist, is also playing for a band called Tiger Lily. They're like a Midwestern emo band in the scene, and Lovely Company is the band that Adam, our drummer, also leads. That's kind of his project, and I don't know what genre they're considered, but they're good.
Well, genres are tough.
Yeah, they are.
And so the band's name is Ramen Fog. I'm very intrigued as to where the name came from. It definitely like evokes like comfort food and steamy bowls of deliciousness. What made you choose Ramen Fog as a name?
Yeah, honestly, in terms of the actual process of choosing it, it wasn't that special. It was something like we had been ruminating on a band name for like months or something like that, just trying
to
figure something out.
It's always tough. Yeah.
It's so hard. Yeah. And you know, we were kind of coming to our wit's end. We were like, we got to pick a name. Like, we have songs now. We got to start performing. And so Rowan's sister's boyfriend suggested Ramen Fog over family dinner or something like that, and he really liked the idea and brought it up to us, and we've kind of definitely made it or integrated it into the style of music that we play. Like you said, like very comforting. We like to make music that's comforting but also kind of experimental in terms of like having odd meters in our music, having different key signatures, those type of things. But yeah, Ramen Fog just means, for the glasses wearers, it means the fog that you get on your glasses. But also for non-glass wearers and everybody else, it also means like the mental fog that you get after you eat a bowl of ramen, because there's that feeling of like being so relaxed and kind of that food coma.
Okay, that's great. You've played some shows around town. I know that. Where did you film the Slippery Fingers show? Whose living room was that?
Yeah, that was my living room, actually.
Okay, oh, cool. Okay.
Yeah. So Slippy Fingers is our single that came out last November, and we had a bit of a release party, just like a small group of close friends and family, and we just held it in my living room, and we had like the whole setup and some microphones and stuff like that, where we made it into a video and a live video.
Cool. House shows rule. Have you played at Green Auto? Is that true?
Yeah. We played at Green Auto, I think, about a month ago now. It's been a month. Yeah.
Also, kind almost like a living room feeling sometimes. It feels very
totally.
What other shows have you played around town, or who have you enjoyed playing with most?
Oh, man. We definitely started off playing a lot of different small gigs, house shows, different bars, really any venue that we could get our hands on when we first started playing. So we've definitely played a range of places, like obviously the Red Gate Art Society, such a staple in the Vancouver music scene, or the indie Vancouver music scene. We've also played at Lana Lou's, a bar in downtown Portside, sometimes at UBC. Honestly, just like literally any event that, you know, would have us or has asked us to play. Now we've been focusing a bit more on recording music, since we've kind of developed a good amount of music that we like to play live now, original music. So now we're trying to catch up with recording. So not taking as many gigs now, but it's still such a huge part of why we love being a band, really just playing live in front of an audience and sharing with people. It's been really great.
Yeah. What can you tell me about Easy Freaker Records? This is a new record label.
Yeah, it's an indie record label run by our good friend Aaron. He basically wants to make advertising music more affordable for local bands. So what he does is he helps us reach out to different press releases or different press, and people like you, Duncan, like radio people, like literally anywhere that we can advertise our music, he does it all. And so he helped us with this release in particular. So we're kind of doing contract work with him, but we're super stoked to be just a part of that little family and connected to him.
Cool. And So what about these songs? So what are we going to listen to? We'll debut it after this this interview, but what is Solar, like, tell me about Solar System.
Yeah, so we're releasing a two-pack single. I don't really know what the technical term is, but that's what we've been calling it.
Double A
side? Two songs.
So we
have two songs coming out. One is called Solar System, which is the title track, and then we have Coconut as well. These are two songs that we've had, honestly, since we started playing together. I think it was one of the first few songs that we had made together, and such a staple in all of our set lists. So we felt like it was about time to release. So Solar System is a typical love song, basically talking about this person that you want to love, but they keep on doing this push and pull thing where they're giving you a little bit of their time, and you get hope, and then they're like, nope, never mind. But even though they're so turbulent in terms of how they express their emotions to you, you still feel like you're stuck with them. And that's the whole idea of being stuck in their solar system, just being sucked in and revolving around them, or orbiting around them. And then for Coconut, it's a bit less dramatic. It's a bit more about the summer and looking back on a summer fling. The notes of it are definitely more almost towards like beach music. Hawaiian music has little undertones of that. You could definitely play it over the soundtrack of like waves crashing on the sand or something. But yeah, it's about looking back on a summer fling and just reminiscing over summer and warmth and what that meant when it's raining and being kind of poopy outside.
Yeah. Feels like we're coming out of that now, but definitely a bit of a summer injection is useful. Cool.
Yeah.
And are you going to have a chance to celebrate putting these out? Are you doing anything to celebrate that?
You know, this time around, we're not doing a little party, but we are going to get together and just me and the band and maybe some friends and something casual. But yeah, we're just super stoked to, you know, keep moving. Since we have a big show coming up in May and in April, we've been really just honed in on those two shows. But yeah, we'll take a little, you know, we'll have a little drink. We'll do something.
That sounds nice. So tell me about these two shows happening later in the spring. What are those two shows?
Yeah, so we're looking at, or we're going to be playing at the Sea to Sound Music Festival, which is on April 15th and is in Squamish, located on the Quest University campus. We played there last year as well, and it was one of our favorite gigs to play because it's an outdoor gig. Just amazing vibes. Everybody's so nice, and you get to see a variety of different acts. You shouldn't just come for us, but you should come for the super awesome acts that are going to be playing as well, like Vox Rhea, Tractor Beam, and Nada, just to name a few. And then for our other show, which is the one that we're going to be planning, so a lot of our time has been going into this one, is our show on May 12th, which will be at the Fox Cabaret. This is kind of going to be like, we're going to try to put on a concert for everybody, you know, we're going to try to make it a show, make it dynamic. And yeah, we're super stoked for it.
Excellent. Do you know can you say who's playing with you yet? Or is that TBD?
That is already determined, but I will leave it to be a surprise. We're going to be releasing some details at the end of the month.
Sounds great. All right. Well, thanks so much for joining me. Anything else you'd like to add?
No, I had a great time, and thank you so much for having me on and having our songs play on your show.
Sure. And any other bands that people should know about in Vancouver that maybe they haven't heard? Or yeah, well, who are you excited about in Vancouver right now?
Yeah, there are so many emerging bands, as well as just bands that have come up within the past year alongside us, and I'm super stoked to this is gonna sound like a shameless plug, because I was gonna say Rosemary Ginger. That's one project I'm really excited about in terms of the type of music that he creates. I think it's really something different in the scene. But also this band called Laloon, they're relatively new, and they're considered shoegaze, I believe. But yeah, they're just all incredible musicians, and everybody else in the scene too. It's just awesome to see everybody grow.
Excellent. All right, well, thanks so much, and let's give a listen to Solar System. So here is the brand new single from Ramen Fog. This is Solar System on Dunkin' Donuts on CITR 101.9 FM.
Check.
We just heard Just Keep Wasting, a song by Rosemary Ginger. That was from the album In a Year or Three. And Rosemary Ginger was one of the bands that Amy recommended. I looked for La Lune, but could not find any recorded output by them other than some live videos. But they played all around town, and they're going to be playing again soon. They are very shoegazy. I am very excited to see La Lune sometime. Hopefully that'll happen soon. It seems like they're playing quite a bit. Before that, we heard Solar System from Ramen Fog, and at the top we heard Coconut by Ramen Fog. And thanks again to Amy for the chat. It was fun. Gonna close out with a song by Eve Tumor. I just think it's Tumor. He and his band are going to be in town on May 18th. It should be a raucous show at the Vogue. I just bought a ticket. And this new song is called God is a Circle. So this is the next single from Praise the Lord Who Chews But Which Does Not Consume, or simply Hot Between Worlds. That's a mouthful. So that album's coming out soon, and then he'll be going on tour with a band, so that's fun. Thanks so much for listening. Next week, I will be doing a show with French songs. It's a French week somewhere, and some people I know here at UBC have asked if they can help program a show where it's all French musicians, and so I'll be doing that with them next week. So something to look forward to. All right, thanks so much for listening, and see you then. Bye.
Help it, 'cause it makes me feel lost. Same old dust.